Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good buddy, Mr. Chad Moutre, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, and we're celebrating his 13th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Very happy association for us. Chad, thanks again for being here. NAM.org, right?
That is correct.
And how many members you got?
We have 14,000 members of all sizes, small, medium, large.
How many small business
90% members? 90% of our members are small and medium sized.
We love it. We love it. And so congratulations on the good work over there. Let's talk politics. What's your membership saying about the presidential election?
Well, I think, you know, like a lot of folks, including the survey you had in the segment right before me, a lot of our members are pretty frustrated, obviously, with the political debate.
Mm-hmm.
There's just not enough focus on what it takes to grow the economy, and you know, obviously a lot of name-calling and a lot of other rhetoric that we find not helpful.
You know, Chad, I wrote an article, and I wrote it to the, it was a letter to the president. And basically the essence of it was, Mr. President, a recovery is not an expansion.
You know,
having a 8-year recovery is not something you spike the football over as an expansion. What do you think?
Well, I think it's certainly true that you know, we've only been growing 2.1% over the last, since the recession's ended. And we've seen that those growth rates come down pretty sharply. Actually, I'm doing this for a project for our leadership, actually just kind of pointing out, you know, what are some of the frustrating, why is the public out there so frustrated right now? And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, a lot of that is what you hear in the press about wage growth, about just income growth, productivity growth, a lot of other challenges that are out there that people continue to hear, including workforce development, which I know we've talked about on this
mm-hmm.
on this show as well. So those are all real challenges, things that we obviously want to address. I think we've talked about before our Competing to Win document, which we released earlier this year. If you
right.
haven't seen it, it's on the NAM.org website. And we lay out 11 policy priorities that we want candidates of both parties to take up and consider. So that's everything from tax reform to smarter regulations to workforce, innovation, infrastructure, trade, probably missing, obviously with 11 I'm missing some of them there. So that came out earlier this year. We're making sure all candidates have it. We're also putting some more meat behind the bones, and this fall each of those topics areas will have a white paper attached to it where this is something we want to hand over to the transition teams to say,
right.
if you want to do tax reform, this is what manufacturers think it should look
right.
like.
How about backing off on the regulations? I mean, holy mackerel! There's an atomic bomb coming at employers as of January 1 in the form of the overtime rules that most small business owners don't even know about.
Overtime
rule. Do you agree with that assessment?
I do agree with that, and you know, there are like 4 or 5 really big Labor Department regulations that are coming out this year.
Folks, these are regs. These aren't laws. Yeah. These are regs made by unelected bureaucrats.
And you know, each of them is an expensive rule in and of itself. We actually have some analysis. Hopefully, it'll come out in the September timeframe. That really outlines what is the overall impact for the business community, for manufacturers of these rules.
This could have of a negative impact on small businesses than Obamacare did.
Well, we certainly are seeing, you know, this is the last year of the Obama administration, and on the labor front, but also on the environmental front and OSHA and a lot of other places, these midnight regulations are something that you know, you expect in the last year of an administration.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, as you know, some of them are going to be pretty onerous, and I think we're dealing with some pretty significant cumulative burdens anyway. You know, we had our Crane study that came out last year showing that, you know, over $2 trillion in federal regulations in terms of compliance costs. So this is a big deal for many of our members, as you know.
You know, our buddy, our mutual friend Wayne Cruz calls it dark matter, regulatory dark matter.
And it's kind of, you know, kind of goes behind the surface. You know,
yeah.
It's often presented in a very positive way as something that's good for the worker.
Good for the worker, but it's going to come between employer and employee. Employees on across the board, employees are not going to like this as much as employers are not going to like it.
Well, it's going to take away a lot of flexibility.
Yes.
And in terms of the overtime regulation, you have a lot of people who were exempt, right? They were salaried, who are now no longer going to be salaried. And so,
isn't this going to be one of the most blatant examples?
So that certainly has a morale issue. It also has an, you know, I think they're being sold that they're going to now get overtime. Well, that may or may not be the case.
Isn't this
going to
be one of the most blatant examples of the government sticking its finger, its nose in a business's business, as an example of what's wrong with it, with the government doing that? Isn't what you think?
It's an example of business thinking that it's doing the right thing, but it actually probably is.
Yeah, I agree. NAM.org, right?
NAM.org.
Hey, Chad, thanks for being here. Thanks for 13 great years.
Thank you.
Chad Moutray, ladies and gentlemen, with NAM.org. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.